This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say,
like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
oh, what a life.
Oh, if they had a been like me,
hello, a big welcome everybody. Once again, thanks so much for being here right at the beginning of the show that goes like this. And yes, it's finally happened. Somehow, after this ridiculous year, we've made it into December. Don't forget, as well as joining me here on 98FM in the local area or phoenixfm.com anywhere else, you can join me and see what's going on in the studio via Mixcloud Live. Go to Mixcloud Live, search for Phoenix FM, and you will see our logo, and you click that link, and you can literally see me. And I think there's been a slight adjustment to the position of our webcam tonight, so the microphone's not in the way as much of people's faces, so you can get a clearer picture of my lovely visage, if you like French words put into English sentences for no reason whatsoever. But yes, join me on Mixcloud.com. If you have a Mixcloud account, you can sign in and join in on the chat as well on there. Also, Ben Simmons Radio is my Facebook page, at Ben Sim Radio is the Twitter profile, all worth checking out, as well as the PhoenixFM.com website generally for all the fabulous features. What is going on the show that goes like this tonight then? Well, it's early December. Advent calendars have begun to be opened. I always think it's completely acceptable to get excited about Christmas once you're into December. You know, November is fireworks night month, even though it's right at the beginning. October is Halloween month, even though it's right at the end. It really annoys me that some shops start selling Christmas things in August and September. I'm like, don't be ridiculous. Start of a new school term in September, Halloween in October, fireworks night in November, and then people are like, yeah, next thing's Christmas, let's go crazy from the 6th of November. No, let's not. Let's wait until December. But, therefore, as we are now in December, tonight is going to be slightly Christmassy here on the show that goes like this. And what is that all about? Well, I've done some exhaustive research, as ever, for this programme. I know you lovely listening legends out there love it when I do that. And I have found a list of every Christmas number one single ever in the UK. And obviously, that's going to feature big, well-known Christmas hits. Let me find some examples. I mean, we all know about Slade, you know, and we all know what else? Mull of Kintyre, stuff like that. We all know Band-Aid and Do They Know It's Christmas. We all know Mariah Carey and All I Want for Christmas Is You. Not that that was ever Christmas number one, actually. But what I'm going to do tonight is play Christmas number ones that you don't instantly associate with Christmas. They're not those kind of Christmassy songs. And certainly over the last few years, we've had the, you know, ridiculousness of constant X Factor winners being Christmas number one, and then people try to stop that via internet campaigns, etc., and some bizarre Christmas number ones. You go back a little bit, and it was dominated in the 90s by the Spice Girls for a few years, wasn't it? And then back in the 60s was dominated by the Beatles for a few years. I think I calculated there have been 68 Christmas number ones ever by 57 different artists. But what we're going to do then is have a sort of countdown, if you will, starting right at the beginning when the charts began in the early 50s. And coming right up to the present day, you're only going to hear Christmas number ones tonight on the show that goes like this. But remember, not instantly associated with Christmas. So we're shunning Dickie Valentine's Christmas Alphabet, which was Christmas number one in 1955. What else are we shunning? We are shunning Slade's Merry Christmas, everybody, from 1973. Mudd's Lonely This Christmas from 1974. Boney M's Mary's Boy Child from 1978. Band-Aid's Do They Know It's Christmas from 1984. Shakin' Stevens' Merry Christmas Everyone from 1985. You won't be hearing songs like that. Cliff Richard's Mistletoe and Wine, Oh No, from 1988. Not going to happen. And Saviour's Day as well from 1990. It was all about Cliff, late 80s, early 90s. You are going to hear tonight a list of tracks that aren't instantly associated with Christmas. So, the first ever Christmas number one in the UK. What was it? Who was it by? How long was it at number one for? To hear all that information and similar about other tracks, stay tuned here on Phoenix FM tonight. Great to have your company. Hope your Tuesday evening is treating you well so far. Stick with me right up until 8 o'clock. You can even be Legend of the Week tonight by doing something Christmas related. You may have got a heads up on that early doors if you've seen my Facebook profile. But then, going back to 1952 and the first ever UK Christmas number one, with Here in My Heart, it's Al Martino. He was a bit of a crooner.
So near, ever close to my heart, so darling, say that you can't take this heart.
I'd be glad,
FM.
Go on, Al. That was Al Martino, Here in My Heart, the UK's first ever Christmas number one. That remained on the top of the charts in 1952 for 9 weeks. Into 1953, it set a record for the longest consecutive run at number one, which even now has only been beaten by 7 other tracks. Incredible. Bryan Adams' Everything I Do, which was number one for 16 weeks. The Wet, Wet, Wet version of Love Is All Around, which was number one for 15 weeks, and they controversially had it deleted from sales so it wouldn't beat Bryan Adams. Drake's One Dance, which was number one for 15 weeks. David Whitfield's Cara Mia, number one for 10 weeks. Rihanna's Umbrella, number one for 10 weeks. Another track you're going to hear later, so I'm not going to tell you about it, which was number one for 10 weeks. And Tones and I's Dance Monkey, number one for 11 weeks. Apparently, Frankie Lane's I Believe spent a total of 18 weeks at number one, but not consecutively across several runs at number one. So there we go. Al Martino, incredibly impressive. 1952's Christmas number one. I know what you're thinking. You don't want to hear 1953, 1954 or 1955's number one, but you're desperate to know what was Christmas number one in 1956. Well, I'm happy to impart this knowledge to you. Johnny Ray, Just Walking in the Rain.
Just walking in the rain, getting soaking wet, torture in my heart by trying to forget. Just walking in the rain, so alone and blue.
FM.
And this is the show that goes like this, non-Christmassy Christmas number one special. That was number two in our countdown. Oh, well, the second song I'm playing tonight. It's not really a countdown as such. It's from the early 50s coming right up to the present day of non-Christmassy Christmas number one. So that was from 1956. Johnny Ray's Just Walking in the Rain, which remained at number one for 7 weeks. Pretty darn impressive in its own right. Yeah, so there we go. Well done to Johnny Ray. Right, so where are we going now on this corker of a show? I've said about December it's kind of acceptable to start celebrating Christmas. Have you got your decorations up? I have to say to all the presenters involved, the Phoenix FM studio is looking incredibly festive right now. You can't really see on our webcam because of the promotional material behind me. I don't think there's anything particularly Christmassy behind me. You might be able to catch a bit of tinsel on the wall behind me if you can see to the side of the camera lens, but on the other side of the studio, a phenomenal effort. There's a Christmas tree, there are crackers, there's tinsel on the windowsill, there's tinsel around things on the wall. It's all rather, rather lovely. So a huge thanks to everybody involved in Phoenix for making our studio so festive. And we're going to step forward to 1961 now. What was Christmas number one in 1961? Well, it was the fabulous Danny Williams with Moon River.
I'm crossing you in style someday. Old dream maker, you heartbreaker, wherever you're going, I'm going your way. Such a lot of world to see.
What a great track.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Danny Williams' version of the Henry Mancini track with lyrics by Johnny Mercer, Moon River. Did you know that was originally performed by Audrey Hepburn in Breakfast at Tiffany's in 1961, which won an Academy Award for Best Original Song? Also won the 1962 Grammy Award for Record of the Year and Song of the Year. Obviously being covered hugely by lots of different artists, and British singer Danny Williams did it in late 1961. And achieved a Christmas number one as a result. See, that's what you can expect from the rest of the show that goes like this tonight. As we get a little bit more into current eras, you may associate the tracks with being Christmas number one, possibly, although they're not Christmassy tracks. That's hence this being the non-Christmassy Christmas number one special of the show that goes like this. And if you want to get involved tonight and be interactive, you can send me messages. You can join the Mixcloud chat. You can also contact me on my Facebook profile, Ben Simmons, my Facebook page, Ben Simmons Radio, and my Twitter, at Ben Sim Radio. But there is a direct request on my Facebook profile, which says, to be Legend of the Week tonight, I accept no videos or gifts. You have to comment below the purple background post with pictures of the best Christmas decorations. I'm talking super ostentatious, or you can be ironic and go the other way. But whatever I deem to be the best picture I see on that thread, then the sender of it will be my Legend of the Week tonight. tonight. So best of luck. Get yourself onto Facebook. Doesn't even have to be your own Christmas decorations. You know, I'm sure you can do a bit of research on online and find some wacky Christmas decorations out there. And remember, super ostentatious may be the winner. Something amusing may be the winner. Something completely naff may end up being the winner. That's all I'm going to say. But yeah, feel free to get involved. Ben Simmons Radio and Ben Simmons on Facebook. There's a post with white text on a purple background. You have to comment below that post with your pictures of the craziest Christmas decorations you can find. Go for it. Get involved on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. Okay. So we're into the early 60s now, and not too much of a jump. We had Danny Williams at 1961. We now have The King in 1962 with Return to Sender.
Return to Sender. Return to Sender. I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such song. We had a quarrel, a lover's back. As in a special D. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such person, no such soul. This time I'm gonna take it myself.
Phoenix FM.
Elvis there with the classic Return to Sender. Christmas number one in 1962 in the UK stayed at number one for 3 weeks and was the first ever Christmas number one on the Irish singles chart. Sold over 1 million copies in the US. Hugely successful. 1962 Christmas number one. So, hope you're enjoying this look at the non-Christmassy Christmas number one so far on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. Thanks so much for tuning in. Thanks so much for being here. If you've just joined us and you think, well, I've missed the first 25 minutes of the show, I'm utterly devastated. Don't be, because you can catch it all from tomorrow on my blog page on the Phoenix FM website. Search the schedule on Phoenix FM, go to a Tuesday night, click on the show that goes like this, and you will be taken to my blog page with all previous show recordings. So as of tomorrow, you've missed nothing. Don't panic, it will be there. Fantastic. And as I said earlier, I heartily recommend phoenixfm.com and just having a look around, particularly if you're local to the area of Brentwood, Billericay, and a wide radius outwards from there. But there's lots of local information. There's all the latest COVID guidance on there. It's kept updated and in line with what the government have said most recently. So well worth checking out. Okay, as we approach 6:30 here on this Tuesday, on the 1st of December 2020, I know you're wondering what's happening with the Beatles. You haven't heard them yet. Don't panic, because the Beatles achieved Christmas number one in 1963, 1964, and 1965. In 1963, they had I Wanna Hold Your Hand, which was at number one for 5 weeks, including Christmas. 1964, they had I Feel Fine, which was also at number one for 5 weeks. And in 1965, they had the double A-side Day Tripper and We Can Work It Out, which was number one for 5 weeks, including Christmas. So to honour the Beatles' incredible run of 3 consecutive years at Christmas number one, and then Tom Jones ruined it for them, they did have another one in 67, so they had 4 out of 5 years of Christmas number ones. Impressive, but we're going to have a little bit of We Can Work It Out. Once you've found them, I'm sure you can work out how to get all the lights around the tree, how to get the tinsel on it, how to get the baubles on, how to make it look fantastic. We can work it out tonight.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run a risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong and still you think that it's alright. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, and this is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons taking you through all the non-Christmassy Christmas number ones from the early 50s right up to virtually present day. And that was We Can Work It Out by the Beatles, Christmas number one, double A-side with Day Tripper in 1965. And that release marked the first time in Britain that both tracks on an artist's single were promoted as joint A-sides. From their Rubber Soul album, it was number one, won the Ivor Novello Award for the top-selling A-side of 1965. And as well as Britain, it was number one in America, Australia, Canada and Ireland. And get this, that was the 7th highest selling single of the entire 1960s. Quite impressive. Bit of backstory on how it was composed. McCartney wrote the words and music to the verses and chorus, and then took the song to John Lennon, and he kind of finished it off, and they wrote the middle together. And it was George Harrison's idea to put the middle into a different time, to play it in 3-4, with the rest of the song being played in 4-4. The middle was more like a German waltz. And Paul McCartney said that came during the session. It was one of the cases of the arrangement being done on the session. Rather interesting. I like finding out stuff like that that I never knew. Impressive, though, that joint A-side, Day Tripper and We Can Work It Out, the 7th highest selling single of the entire 1960s, marked the Beatles' 3rd consecutive year of being Christmas number one in 1965. I did say Tom Jones ruined everything for them, though, which he certainly did, with the green grass of home in 1966, World Cup winning year.
The old hometown looks the same as I step down from the train, and there to meet me is my mama and papa. Down the road I look, and there runs Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to meet me, arms reaching, smiling sweetly. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. The old house is still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry. And there's that old, old tree that I used to play on. Down the lane I walk with my sweet Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. And look around me at four gray walls that surround me, and I realize, yes, I was only dreaming. For there's a God, and there's a sad old padre. On and on we'll walk at daybreak again. I'll touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to see me in the shade of that old oak tree, as they lay me neath the green, green grass of home.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I know what you want. You want facts about the green, green grass of home, and in particular, Tom Jones' version of it. Well, stay tuned. You're going to get those facts. That song was originally written by Claude Putman Jr., known as Claude Curley Putman Jr., and first recorded by Johnny Darrell in 1965. It's a country track made popular by Porter Wagoner the same year when it reached number 4 on the country chart. Was also recorded by Bobby Bear and another version by Jerry Lee Lewis, who put it in his album Country Songs for City Folks. And Tom Jones learned the song from Jerry Lee Lewis' version, and in 1966 had a worldwide number one hit with it. He was appearing on the Ed Sullivan Show in 1965. While staying in New York, he visited Colony Records and asked if they had anything new by Jerry Lee Lewis, and he was given that country album. And then Tom Jones recorded and released the song. It reached number one on the 1st of December and stayed there for a total of 7 weeks. It sold over 1.25 million copies in the UK, hugely successful. And in 2006, Tom Jones performed a duet of the Green, Green Grass of Home with Jerry Lee Lewis, and credited him with providing the inspiration behind his own version. There you go, facts about tracks. Christmas number ones in the UK, non-Christmassy Christmas number ones, though. That's what it's all about here on the show that goes like this tonight. Stay tuned for more. We have only got up to 1966. You're going to hear tracks from 1970, 75, 79, 81, 83, 95, 2002, and more. Besides, it's going to be exciting. It's going to get more up to date as we go, so stick with it. Send me your pictures of impressive or ridiculous or hilarious Christmas decorations if you want to be my legend of the week. You have to do it on the correct post on my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page, shared to my personal profile as well. It must be a comment on the correct thread. White text on a purple background. Have a look for it. Do the research and get your photos in. You could be legend of the week. Right, we're jumping forward to 1970. What was Christmas number one that year? It was Dave Edmunds. He doesn't want you to ring the bell.
FM.
Dave Edmunds and I Hear You Knocking. Christmas number one in the UK in 1970 and stayed at the top for 6 weeks. The original track is a rhythm and blues song written by Dave Bartholomew and New Orleans rhythm and blues singer Smiley Lewis first recorded the song in 1955. And then Dave Edmunds' version, remember, was in 1970, so a few different people have covered it, and it's always done pretty well, whoever's released it, I believe. So, yeah, successful for Dave Edmunds, and that is that. I Hear You Knocking, but no, you can't come in, even if you've got loads of ornate Christmas decorations. I mentioned it earlier, we should do some kind of post where people get to see the other side of the studio. Remember, you can join our webcam feed on Mixcloud Live. Search for Phoenix FM. You'll find our logo. Click on that and you'll get the stream into the studio and get to see my lovely face That's my opinion. Other opinions are welcome. But, yeah, we have got the promotional material behind us, but on the other side of the studio, there's a lovely Christmas tree, lots of lovely tinsel. It's looking rather festive. We've got some hanging decorations as well. It's entirely marvellous, but you can't see any of this on the webcam. So, yes, I'm going to encourage presenters to share photos of the rest of our studio and how Christmassy we're making it. It's fully acceptable once you're into December. Before December, I question it. Before November, I'm annoyed at you. I'll leave it there and move on, shall I? Right, 1975's Christmas number one. It really needs no introduction. Get ready for the long haul, get ready for the air guitar, get ready to harmonise. Here it comes.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter to me.
Just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, but now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama,
will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo
Figaro.
Magnifico! I'm just a poor boy and nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah!
No, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
We will not let you go.
Let him go.
Bismillah.
We will not let you go.
Let me go.
We will not let you go.
Let me go.
Never, never let you go.
Never let me go.
Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia.
Mamma mia, let me go.
Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me. For me.
We'll be right back.
Phoenix FM.
What on earth can you say about Bohemian Rhapsody that hasn't been said already? Well, you may know I love stats. Always happy to share stats with you. That was the UK's Christmas number one in 1975. On that release, it stayed at number one for 9 weeks. Incredibly popular. Was number one into 1976 in Australia, Belgium, Canada, the Netherlands, many, many countries, Ireland as well. And during its re-release in 1992, it made it to number one in the Netherlands again. In 2018, it was number one in the Czech Republic again. But was the seventh biggest selling song of the 1970s in the UK. Was the 23rd biggest selling song of the 1990s in the UK. Obviously, after the death of Freddie Mercury in the early 90s, it was re-released and got back to number one. But in all time, Bohemian Rhapsody is the third biggest selling single in the UK of all time. An utter phenomenon, I am sure you will agree. Originally released, in case you didn't know, way back in 1975. Keep it here, the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. This is my non-Christmassy Christmas number ones special. And that's, how many have we had so far? That was the eighth. Hoping to squeeze in 20 tracks for you tonight. So keep it here, 98.0 if you're in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas. PhoenixFM.com if you're anywhere else. If you have a smart speaker, you can ask it to play Phoenix FM and it will do. And you can see what's going on in the studio on Mixcloud. Head to Mixcloud Live, search for Phoenix FM and get the feed. Now then, what was Christmas number one in 1979? The decade I was born, the 70s. It's all about education. It's another brick in the wall. It's Pink Floyd.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. Sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
Hey, teacher, leave them kids alone.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Another brick in the wall, brackets part two, obviously from the three-part composition, the rock opera, The Wall. That was Pink Floyd's only UK number one, but Christmas number one in 1979, staying at the top of the charts here for 5 weeks, and was incredibly successful. Sold over 4 million copies worldwide, was nominated for a Grammy, just outside the top 100 in the UK's biggest selling singles of all time. I think it's 104 or something like that. Another hugely successful track. And a surprising Christmas number one. I never knew that had been Christmas number one until I did the exhaustive research for this programme tonight. And you hear people say over the years, our attention spans are getting shorter. I think it's quite interesting that musically, maybe it's starting to go the other way a little bit, but in the 50s and 60s, tracks were much shorter, weren't they? 2.5 minutes, 3 minutes, if you're very lucky. You get to the 70s, 80s and 90s, you suddenly hit with 5 minute, 4 minute tracks, 3.5 minute minimum. You know, suddenly we're good, we can pay attention to music for longer. What on earth is going on? I've got absolutely no idea. But loads more tracks to come, loads more Christmas number ones that maybe you didn't realise were Christmas number ones because they're not your classic Christmas songs. In fact, there aren't very many Christmas songs that were also Christmas number one. So I guess all the popular Christmas tracks didn't actually make it to Christmas number one. But some of them did. And we're going to be featuring only tracks that you don't naturally associate with Christmas for the rest of this show. It's my non-Christmassy Christmas number one special with interesting facts and stats about each of the tracks you're going to hear tonight. And just to whet your appetites a little bit, we have still got to come in an order I'm not going to tell you. The Human League, you'll hear the Pet Shop Boys, you'll hear East 17, you'll hear the Spice Girls, you'll hear Robbie Williams, Girls Aloud and Clean Bandit. But that's not the most recent track you're going to hear. I'm not going to tell that to you until a little bit later on in the show. It's 5 to 7. It's Tuesday the 1st of December. We can all get excited about Christmas now. Lockdown gets slightly lifted, although we're getting put into different tiers all over the country, don't we? Imminently. The government voting on it as we speak. It's expected to go through in some form or another. So I'm sure we'll all be keeping our eyes on the news over the next couple of days with bated breath to, although we all know what tiers we're going to be put in, apparently exactly how that affects our lives now, I'm not quite sure. Anyway, how the show that goes like this will affect your life on the rest of this Tuesday evening is you will enjoy it, your ears will be happy if you keep your radios or internet radios tuned in. 98.0 FM, phoenixfm.com. We've jumped now to 1981, Christmas number one that year. Don't you want me? It's the Human League.
You don't need me, it's what you left to find. You think you show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
They're not wrong, and that was The Human League and Don't You Want Me, released late November 1981, the fourth single from their album Dare, and their most commercially successful song, Christmas number one here in 1981, stayed there for 5 weeks, has sold over 1.5 million copies. It's the 23rd most successful UK single of all time. Got to number one in America as well, staying there July 1982 for 3 weeks. So, yeah, in November 83, Rolling Stone magazine named it the breakthrough song of the second British invasion of the US. And in a 2015 poll, it was voted by the British public as the nation's seventh favourite 1980s number one. I don't know if you really going to bother about something like that. I like it when you can find interesting facts and figures, but really, in 2015, the British public said it was their seventh favourite song of the 80s. Good. Or seventh favourite number one of the 80s. Well, I'm happy for them. Right. let's come forward again. We're into the second hour of the show that goes like this. We've had 10 fabulous Christmas number ones already. Not Christmassy. That's the whole point of the show. If you're joining us late, it's my non-Christmassy Christmas number one special. And we're going to keep that going with 1983's effort by the Flying Pickets. Ba-da-da, ba-da-da-da, ba-da-da, ba-da-da.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, and this is still the show that goes like this is Christmassy, non-Christmassy, Christmas number one special. I think I said that a little bit wrong. Christmassy, non-Christmassy. What's that? Just non-Christmassy. There's too many Christmases in that last sentence. There's a sentence I haven't ever said before. Right. Only You by the Flying Pickets, Christmas number one in 1983, staying at the top for 5 weeks. Originally recorded by Yazoo. Vince Clarke of Depeche Mode and Alison Moyet formed Yazoo and released that in 1982, where it got to number two in the charts. And the Flying Pickets did their a cappella cover version in 1983, and it did even better and went to Christmas number one. And it was the first a cappella chart topper in the UK, apparently. It was also number one in Ireland at Christmas that year. And released overseas the following year. And apparently, with a band name like the Flying Pickets, they were bound to have fairly socialist views. It was one of Margaret Thatcher's favourite songs, that Only You. A little bit of irony there. Nice to do the research and discover that. Who doesn't love some lovely irony? It's the 1st of December. Yes, it's acceptable to get your Christmas decorations out, get your trees up, get your lights all over your house and feel as festive as you possibly can. You may be doing that, but on the show that goes like this tonight, we're focusing on non-Christmassy Christmas number ones, where you hear tracks and you think, really? Was that Christmas number one? Well, that's what happened when I found out the next track was Christmas number one. We're getting to an era of music now where I was actually starting to know what it was all about, actually starting to listen to music. All the tracks we've heard up to now, kind of, I'm aware of them historically, but I don't remember hearing them for the first time when I was younger. I do remember hearing this one. I would have had no idea at the age of 10 that this was Christmas number one. Even now it seems ridiculous. Pet Shop Boys, it's always on my mind. We'll be right back.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Classic Pet Shop Boys there, then, their version of Always On My Mind, Christmas number one in the UK in 1987. Originally a ballad written by Wayne Carson, Johnny Christopher and Mark James back in early 1970s, I think. And been recorded lots of times. Pet Shop Boys are making it a bit dancier there in 1987, and the UK loving that and getting it to be Christmas number one. Rather marvellous. I know what you're thinking. You're not going to be able to squeeze in celebrity birthdays to a non-Christmassy Christmas number one special. Oh, well, that is where you're wrong. So, actually, there's not many. I almost needn't have bothered, but I'm going to bother. Woody Allen, actor and infamous director, is 85 today. Comedian Sarah Silverman is 50 today. Singer and actress Bette Midler is 75 today. And actor Riz Ahmed, who stars in Rogue One, the film, is 38 today. That's all I could find notable celebrities. If it's your birthday as well, many happy returns of the day to you. And I, for one, would like to say a special happy birthday to the legendary James Morton on the Isle of Wight. Yes, I'm not going to say how old he is, but a huge congratulations to you, sir, and I hope you're having a wonderful birthday. Lots of love from Ribby 3, and I'm sure everybody sends you their great wishes, everybody that knows you. If you don't know James Morton, wish him a happy birthday as well. You can probably find him on Facebook. It might be nice if he gets loads of people that he's no idea who it is wishing him happy birthday. Excellent work. Right, as we approach 7:15 here on the show that goes like this, we've still got to squeeze in 8 non-Christmassy Christmas number ones before I leave you tonight. Is that humanly possible? Yes, it is. If I'm quite frank with you, it will be absolutely fine. So don't panic. Here's one that I didn't mention earlier that stayed. It was one of those record breakers that stayed number one for an incredible amount of time. And this happened a few times in my life, particularly in the 90s, because we had Bryan Adams, Everything I Do, Wet, 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 Love Is All Around, and this track. And I remember Top of the Pops used to be a huge deal, didn't it? And seeing what was number one, having the artists perform there, seeing the videos played. It was a brilliant program. When something was number one for a kind of more than about a month, you'd get a bit sick of it, going, oh, is this again? Oh, right, yeah. Oh, is that again, is it? Really? And you kind of think, who's still buying it? Really? More than all the others? Is that true? Apparently, this one was number one for 10 weeks, including Christmas, in 1992. Such a poignant track, particularly as the singer is no longer with us as well. I always love listening to this. I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And goodbye, please don't cry.
both know I'm not what you need.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Whitney's version of I Will Always Love You, Christmas number one here in the UK in 1992. Now, I'm sure many people know that was originally written and recorded by Dolly Parton. I didn't realise just how many years before. I always thought she kind of did it late 80s, early 90s. Originally recorded in 1973. Was released in 1974 as a farewell to Dolly Parton's former partner and mentor of 7 years, Porter Wagoner. Following her decision to leave the Porter Wagoner show and pursue a solo career. There we go. And Dolly Parton's version was number one on the Billboard charts twice, in June 1974 and October 1982. And then Whitney did it for the 1992 film The Bodyguard. And in America, that spent a record-breaking 14 weeks at number one. It is one of the best-selling singles of all time in the US and in the UK as well, doing very, very well. 10 weeks at number one and during the Christmas period as well. Incredibly successful, fabulous film, amazing song. I love that a cappella bit in the start and then the backing coming in. Fabulous. And the key change as well. We remember that. I remember that, her sitting on a chair with a snow-covered background behind her. So they managed to make the video a bit Christmassy, if the song wasn't necessarily Christmassy. And that's why it can feature on this non-Christmassy Christmas number one special here on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. Thanks for your company tonight. Remember, I do love a bit of interactivity. I've had a few messages from people during the show, which is fabulous, and nice to know some people are watching on the Mixcloud live stream as well. Go to Mixcloud, search for Phoenix FM, and you'll find us there, and you can click on the link and see me in the studio. If you have a Mixcloud account, you can join in the chat on the chat box at the side. If you don't, you can still get in touch. Radio@phoenixfm.com is our email address. And you can go on my social media as well. Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook. Ben Simmons, my personal profile. And at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Now, if you are on Facebook, you may see a post I put up recently with a purple background and some white text. It says, to be tonight's legend. That is the Legend of the Week award. Without posting a video or GIF, you have to comment below, just posting pictures of the best Christmas decorations you can find. So it has to be a picture, and it can be funny, it can be ostentatious and outrageous, or it can be slightly naff and a bit pathetic. Whatever you think could give you that Legend of the Week award, because whichever I deem to be the best will earn the sender that highly coveted title for at least the next 7 days. Get yourself onto Facebook, comment below the purple background post with the white text saying to be tonight's legend, comment below with pics, etc., etc., and go for it. Right, coming up to 25 past 7 on Tuesday the 1st of December. I'm now about to play you one of my all-time favourite tracks. When you hear that, you're thinking, what on earth is this going to be? And then I'm going to play it, you're going to go, that is very cheesy to be one of your all-time favourite tracks. When you see the video to this, it's another one where the video gets incredibly Christmassy with the people singing in Santa outfits and all sorts, but it's not really a Christmassy song, although it was Christmas number one. Where are we getting to now? 1994. Do you know what's coming? Brilliant track. Love this. Great memories. E17.
Your face while you are sleeping and hold your hand, don't understand what's going on. Good times we had return to haunt me, now it's for you, all that I do seems to be wrong. To go away, don't think I could take the pain, won't you stay another day? Oh, don't leave me alone like this, don't you say it's the final kiss, won't you stay another day?
Phoenix FM.
And that was the brilliant Stay Another Day by East 17, released in 1994, Christmas number one that same year, the band's only number one single, the third biggest selling single of the entire year. And yes, it's highly associated with Christmas. They added those Christmas bells in at the end in order to appeal to the Christmas market, but actually has quite a sad origin story. It was written by Tony Mortimer, the lead singer of East 17. It was their first ballad and was dedicated to his brother Ollie, who had taken his own life. So, yeah, there you go. I did not know that until I did the research for this programme. The sad beginnings of the song Stay Another Day by East 17 stayed at the top for 5 weeks here in the UK. And does definitely qualify as a non-Christmassy Christmas number one, because the song isn't really about Christmas. It featured bells to make it sell well at Christmas, which it certainly did. Right, we're coming up to 7:30 now on the 1st of December. Many of you have now sent in pictures trying to be Legend of the Week, which is fabulous. So thank you very much to everybody who has done that. It's going to be a tough choice, I think, to... Some of them are making me chuckle, so that's a good sign. It's going to be a tough choice to decide a legend this evening. Stay tuned to find out who it is. It will be revealed just before 8 o'clock. Here's another track I absolutely love. At the time, this guy was so huge, and I don't mean he'd put on a lot of weight or anything like that. I mean, he'd gone stratospheric, clearly, in the 80s and 90s. And a bit of a protest song, worrying about the environment. And a fantastic video that went along with it as well. It's brilliant. I'm just going to play the song and let you listen to it and enjoy it. MJ, Earth Song.
What about sunrise? What about rain? What about all the things that you said we were to gain? What about killing fields? Is there a time? What about all the things that you said was yours and mine? Did you ever stop to notice all the blood we shed before? Stop this notice, this crying earth, this weeping shore. That you pledge your only son. What about flowering fields? Is there a time? What about all the dreams that you said was yours and mine? Did you ever stop to notice all the children dead from war? Did you ever stop to notice this crying earth, this weeping shore?
Oh,
Phoenix FM.
Earth Song by Michael Jackson made it to Christmas number one in the UK in 1995. And that track stayed at number one for 6 weeks. Incredibly successful. Released late November and remained at the top for ages with elements of blues, gospel and opera in that song. Michael Jackson had a long history of releasing socially conscious material such as We Are the World, Heal the World, Man in the Mirror. But that was the first one that overtly dealt with the environment and animal welfare, for example. And the lavish music video was shot in 4 geographical regions. And he received a Grammy nomination for that song in 1997. It was number one in the UK, also topping the charts in Germany, Iceland, Scotland, Spain. Scotland? Does Scotland have its own charts? Okay. Anyway, Germany, Iceland, Spain, Sweden and Switzerland only made it to number two in France. They weren't so keen there, were they? But yeah, absolutely fantastic. I've always enjoyed that track and was hugely successful everywhere. It sold over 1.3 million copies in the UK, as well as everything else Michael Jackson's done. What an amazing artist. Right, well, we've only got 5 tracks left, so it's going to be interesting. We're now up to 1995. We're going to jump to 1998 and to a band that dominated Christmas number ones, 1996, 7 and 8. Two Become One in 1996. I've played that numerous times on this show. Too Much in 1997, but it wasn't because they kept going. And here's the track, the 1998 Christmas number one from the Spice Girls. It's Goodbye.
Goodbye, my friend.
No, you can't, it's such a good night. I can still feel.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was the Spice Girls' third consecutive Christmas number one. And Goodbye was actually number one in 1998. And people thought it was signalling the end of the band, but no, it was actually a goodbye to Jerry Halliwell, who just left the band to go solo. And it caused a lot of controversy at the time, but that track made it to number one and stayed there just for the 1 week. Actually, that's the first one on all the tracks I've played tonight that was only number one for 1 week, but the week that mattered if you want to be Christmas number one. Right. Now, of all the tracks I've played, I've said they're surprising kind of Christmas number ones, or you don't instantly associate them with Christmas and therefore maybe not with being Christmas number one. When I heard this was Christmas number one, I was like, really? But oh yes. As recently as 2001, how could I forget? Robbie Williams and Nicole Kidman have done something stupid.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. If we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. And afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes, you still despise the same old lies you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true, I'll never seem so right before. I practice every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come true. I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and all the nights so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. Right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and all the nights so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I always wanted that track to go, then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like... Bah, 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 bah. But that would really have ruined the sentiment, I'm sure. But it always makes me laugh, the thought of Robbie Williams actually doing that. Or somebody, anybody, actually doing that. Robbie Williams and Nicole Kidman's version of Something Stupid, number one. Christmas number one in the UK in 2001. So I don't run out of time. I'm going to jump forward to the next tracks quite quickly. So we jump forward to now 2002. I say jump forward, it's the next year. But it was Girls Aloud. It was Sound of the Underground.
Some of them. Phoenix FM.
Girls Aloud performed. They released that track and made Christmas number one, stayed number one for 4 weeks in 2002. Quite a jump now, because I'm happily shunning all the ridiculous X Factor winners taking over the Christmas number one for so many years, and then tracks released in protest to try and stop that happening. We're ignoring all that, and we're jumping right to 2016 to Clean Bandit and Rockabye.
Call it love and devotion. Call it a mom's adoration. Foundation. A special bond of creation. Ha! For all the single moms out there going through frustration. Clean Bandit, China Ball, and Marie thing made them air.
She works the nights by the water. She's gone astray, so far away from her father's daughter. She just wants her life for a baby. All on her own, no one will come. She's got to save him.
Daily struggle.
She tells him, ooh, love, no one's ever gonna hurt you, love. I'm gonna give you all of my love. Nobody matters like you.
Stay up there.
She
stay
tells
up there.
Him, your life ain't gonna be nothing like my life. You're hey. Gonna grow and have a good life. I'm gonna do what I got to
stay up
do.
There.
See, I know that you really care, cause any obstacle come, you well prepare. And no, mama, you never said tear, cause you have been said things year after year. And you give the youth love beyond compare. You find the school fee and the bus fare. When the pops disappear, in a wrong bar, can't find him nowhere. Steadily your workflow, everything you know, so you're not stop. No time, no time for your dear.
Now she got a 6-year-old, trying to keep him warm, trying to keep all the gold. When he looks in her eyes, he don't know he is safe. When she says, ooh, love, no one's ever gonna hurt you, love. I'm gonna give you all of my love. Nobody matters like you. So rock goodbye, baby, rock goodbye. I'm gonna rock you, rock goodbye, baby, don't you cry. Somebody's got you, rock goodbye, baby, rock goodbye. I'm gonna rock you, rock goodbye, baby, don't you cry.
Bang, 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 all right then.
Now she got a 6-year-old, trying to keep him warm, trying to keep out the cold. When he looks in her eyes, he don't know he is safe. When she says, she tells him, ooh, love, no one's ever gonna hurt you, love. I'm gonna give you all of my love. Nobody matters like you.
Stay up there.
She
stay
tells
up
him
there.
Your life ain't gonna be nothing like my life.
Jay.
You're gonna grow and have a good life. I'm gonna do what I got to do.
Phoenix FM.
Hugely popular track, Rockabye, Clean Bandit. with Sean Paul and Anne-Marie. That was number one for 9 weeks, including Christmas in 2016. Now, we're not going to hear 2018 and 2019's Christmas number one because they're kind of a bit ridiculous and comedy and Lad Baby, We Built This City and Lad Baby, I Love Sausage Rolls. So we're not going to have that. But we are going to play out with the 2017 Christmas number one. Before I do that, though, who on earth could be Legend of the Week tonight? Well, a huge thank you to everybody who's sent in examples of brilliant Christmas decorations. Rachel Willett and Nick Ashton in particular have made me chuckle. Thanks to Graham Smith for ignoring the rules and being a maverick. And also to Mark Straker. I think Ron Wilmot has got in there as well. But Legend of the Week tonight for his very, very ornate, well, I'm guessing it's some room somewhere in some abode that he's been in, Andy Michelle Bacon. Huge congratulations, sir. You can hold your head high for at least the next 7 days. Thanks to everyone who's joined in tonight. Keep it here on Phoenix FM. Rob Harvey up next after the news at 8 o'clock with the fabulous Synth City. And I'll be back at exactly the same time next week. Until then, a song that was number one for 6 weeks in 2017, including Christmas. It's Ed Sheeran's Perfect. See you all very soon.
I found a love for me. Darling, just dive right in, follow my lead. Well, I found a girl, beautiful and sweet. Well, I never knew you were the someone waiting for me. Just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was. I will not give you up this time. Darling, just kiss me slow. Your heart is all I own, and in your eyes, you're holding mine. Song. When you said you looked a mess, I whispered underneath my breath, but you heard it, darling, you look perfect tonight. Well, I found a woman stronger than anyone I know. Shares my dreams, I hope that someday I'll share her home. I found a love to carry more than just my secrets, to carry love, to carry children of our own. We are still kids, but we're so so beautiful.